bring you a 3-minute digest of what happened in China's business sector. This is China Business Now by 21st Century Business Herald. Hello everyone, I'm Stephanie Lee. Coming up on today's program, Li Qiang made his first inspection tour to Hunan province as Chinese premier stresses focus on advanced manufacturing. And Tencent soars as fourth quarter earnings jumped after 5 quarters of declines. Here's what you need to know about China in the past 24 hours. Chinese Premier Li Qiang stressed that China will put the focus of economic development on the real economy with more efforts to boost advanced and high-end manufacturing during an inspection tour in central China's Hunan province, state media reported on Wednesday. The Premier's tour to Hunan, home to many leading heavy industrial enterprises, is the first inspection in locality Li made since he took office for less than 2 weeks, which signaled the Chinese government is determined to put more weight on developing the high-end manufacturing sector, experts noted. During the 2-day tour, Li visited the workshops and laboratories of several enterprises in Zhuzhou and Changsha, including CRRC Zhuzhou Locomotive, Zhuzhou Cemented Carbine Group, Sunward Aircraft, China Railway Construction Heavy Industry, and Changsha BYD Auto, all of which are leading manufacturing companies in their fields. The development of the advanced manufacturing industry depends on innovation, Li said, calling on enterprises to vigorously cultivate, attract, and make good use of outstanding scientific and technological talent, accelerate the breakthrough of core technologies and major technical equipment, as well as create more heavyweight products and technologies on the international stage. Companies should also further promote product standards and quality improvement, including strengthening product appearance and design, so as to lead and expand market demand with product innovation, he noted. The government will also further play its part in cultivating world-class leading enterprises and help them solve difficulties, the premier said. While presiding over a symposium on the development of the advanced manufacturing industry, Li said that it is necessary to closely focus on the high-end, intelligent and green development of the manufacturing industry, while strengthening strategic overall planning and promoting high-level technological self-reliance and strength. As the domestic and overseas situations undergo complex and profound changes, the development of China's manufacturing industry is facing an important juncture, Li said at the meeting, while noting that the country's determination to stick to the manufacturing industry cannot be shaken, and efforts to strengthen the manufacturing industry must be intensified. Moving on to some regional highlights, the 2023 China International Consumer Product Expo Fashion Week will take place from April 11 through April 15 in Haikou, capital of Hainan Province. More than 40 brands will display nearly 1,000 of the latest fashion pieces during the event, the organizer, Hainan Provincial Bureau of International Economic Development, said. Including fashion shows, forums, and a fair, the event will gather domestic and foreign fashion and designer brands and establish a platform for display, cooperation, and trade to bring fashion closer to its visitors, the organizers said. Greater Bay Area, Greater Future. Yan Ning, a world-renowned structural biologist, was officially hired as director of the Shenzhen Bay Laboratory, the lab announced today. The 45-year-old revealed she would return to China after resigning from Princeton University and assist in establishing the Shenzhen Medical Academy of Research and Translation last November. Next on industry and company news, China's export of canned food have grown steadily in recent years, reaching an all-time high in 2022 as food prices in many other countries rose and logistics clogged up amid the pandemic. Export of canned food rose 12% to more than 3.1 million tons last year, according to data from the China Canned Food Industry Association. By value, they jumped 22% to $6.9 billion, also a new record. Huawei Technology on Thursday launched its new smartphone with a price starting at 4,488 yuan, which it promised has a top-end camera at the spring flagship launch event 2023. Huawei's self-developed X-Mage camera is on the flagship handset, which enables users to shoot with very little light using the ultra-focused night vision telephoto lens technology. Huawei also launched the more premium P60 Pro and foldable Mate X3, with prices starting at 6,988 yuan and 12,999 yuan respectively. NVIDIA will lease AI supercomputers used to develop ChatGPT-like tech to Chinese customers through Chinese cloud service providers that use specially tailored chips, the US chip-making giant founder and CEO Jensen Huang said Wednesday. NVIDIA is renting out its DGX AI supercomputing system to businesses for $37,000 per month to drive the latest AI boom led by large language models, which is powered by 8 of its flagship A100 or H100 chips, once said at the Tech Summit GPU Technology Conference yesterday. Leading Chinese manufacturer of solar wafers, Shuangliang Eco Energy System, secured a third supply deal this month, expected to be worth 2.6 billion yuan. Shuangliang's production base in Baotou, Inner Mongolia, will provide Hefei DAH Solar with 7,800 tons of monocrystalline ingots to make large-size N-type silicon wafers from this year to 2025, the firm announced late Wednesday. CSPC Pharmaceutical Group said the Chinese authorities have given the green light for emergency use of its Novo product, which is the country's first messenger RNA vaccine against COVID-19. The vaccine can provide protection against various strains, including the most recent Omicron BA.5 variant, the medicine developer said in a filing yesterday. Earnings Report Express. Chinese tech leader Tencent reported a rebound in net profits in the fourth quarter of last year after five successive quarters of declines, which rose 19% year-on-year to 29.7 billion yuan in the fourth quarter, Tencent said in its latest financial report late yesterday. Net profit for the year, however, fell 16% to 188.2 billion yuan, while revenue dropped 1% to 554.6 billion yuan. Notably, Tencent's gaming growth remained solid. Revenue from gaming businesses overseas in particular soared 5% to 13.9 billion yuan. Also, WeChat Channels, Tencent's short video platform, saw the number of daily active creators and video uploads rise by over 100% year-on-year last year. This helped bring online advertising income to 24.7 billion yuan in the fourth quarter. The total time users spent on channels also exceeded that of WeChat Moment, a popular social networking function allowing interaction with text, photos, and videos between WeChat friends. Meanwhile, amid the worldwide ChatGPT craze, Tencent President Martin Lau said the company would invest resources into building fundamental AI models and gradually roll out its own, but that the company would not rush to launch a similar chatbot. Wrapping up with a quick look at stock markets. Chinese stocks gained more ground on Thursday, with the benchmark Shanghai Composite up 0.6% and the Shenzhen component rising 0.9%. Hong Kong stocks closed comfortably higher, with the benchmark Hang Seng jumping 2.3% and the tech index climbed 4.7%. That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow on China Business Now by 21st Century Business Herald. Goodbye.